really encouraging news to see that we're moving now to appoint a contractor in the coming weeks here in Gador, in terms of what was the old Huey Joe's site hotel, as we know it locally, Raritan Arrigal, but now the official name for that housing estate will be Tihi Paddock Vihal Arch, and as myself as a local councillor, quite proud to be able to name that estate after a very historical figure from Gador. Now, the point is that these houses are much needed, very welcomed, and 12 houses will go a long way to cut down our housing list, but it won't cut it completely. But the thing that I've been in loggerheads with a housing capital on this year is that I believe strongly that there's the opportunity to build 25 houses plus a group home on the site. If the will was to build the infrastructure up to our sewer plant in Carrigajaskan, because what the council are saying consistently that they're waiting for Ishgeirin to build the sewer that Gador deserves and have been waiting for since the 70s. But, like I said, they've been waiting for this since the 70s. Now, again, I am being consistent and hounding and fighting Ishgeirin over that. But if we're waiting for Ishgeirin to build that, my concern is, will the other 13 houses be built plus the independent living house? So I'm not that confident in the short term, but what I do believe, and I've done a fair bit of work on this, that the government would be willing, if the council was to apply for the funding, to build the infrastructure themselves, to feed the sewer up to the plant in Carrigajaskan, and that would allow us then to move away from just building the Shintihi 12 houses and the Holden plant, to being able to build the 25 and the group home houses. And that's what we need in Gador. The people in Gador clearly are saying we need more housing. And to do that there, we should be building the infrastructure with it.
And it's your belief that Corlacunt and Dunlingall could be building this infrastructure themselves. They don't have to rely on Ishgeirin. You don't believe that that would be an issue?
No, I don't. Look, I'm not an authority in this. I'm certainly not an engineer. But I have worked in groundworks, around the country and over by, and I have a small understanding of this here. To take up a 4-inch ducting or whatever it takes, what a pump to pump it up to Carrigajaskan isn't a big ask. And bear in mind that we would be then requesting from the road section the road opening license, to be savings in that itself. We're dealing with ourselves in relation to all that anyway. And I do think that there's the ability there. We have fantastic staff who have great experience and great knowledge and great ability. The only thing that is lacking here now, for me anyway, in my strong opinion, is the will. And that's not acceptable. And I wouldn't be doing my job as elected representative, as the local councillor, if I wasn't fighting for more homes. We have to fight for more homes. We've seen the devastation that it's left so many families and individuals, and forcing our children to the four corners of the planet to seek a better life, so they can afford to rent, they can afford to buy homes in countries far and wide, because of government policy here by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to refuse to actually build the social housing that needs solely to feed the pockets of the very wealthy and the very greedy.